This is the Artist Empowerment Radio Podcast. Now, here's your host, Bob Baker.
Greetings and salutations. Welcome to episode 53 of Artist Empowerment Radio. On the last episode, I did something kind of new, which I called a stroll cast, which I delivered an audio message as I walked around my neighborhood. This time, I'm sitting out on the deck of my house in St. Louis. And so, I don't have a chance of getting as out of breath as I did on the last one. But I guess I'm trying to take advantage of the decent weather while we still have it here in the fall in the Midwest. So any chance to get outdoors and be able to do a little work and play is certainly welcome. I hope you're able to do the same thing. On this episode, I want to talk about something that is probably the biggest frustration that I've been hearing for many years from musicians, from authors, from anyone who is actively trying to be a self-promoter, particularly when it comes to promoting themselves on the internet. It's the number one complaint, the number one frustration, the number one gripe that I hear over and over and over again, and that is simply the overwhelming amount of stuff that people feel like they need to do. All the options, especially again with internet marketing, you know, we already have Facebook and Twitter and MySpace and YouTube, and the list goes on and on. There's always something new coming down the pike. And even, you know, somebody who's been at it a long time like myself, I mean, you never quite get this stuff. There's always something new to learn, some new file format or gadget or widget or something. So I understand this frustration. So let me give you some advice, maybe a way to handle this that'll make it a lot easier. One thing I like to do in my workshops is I make the comparison to an all-you-can-eat buffet. And I'm assuming at some point in your life you've been to an all-you-can-eat buffet. It's not a foreign concept to you. But I ask you, when you've gone to an all-you-can-eat buffet, do you literally go in and eat everything that's laid out before you? No, because if you did that, you'd probably be sick and bloated and feel nauseous, kind of the way that a lot of people do when they're dealing with internet marketing. So what you do is you do what? You pick and choose the food that you can eat, even though you have all the options in the limited virtually number of options in front of you. You don't literally take a little bit of everything. You pick and choose. And usually you do one of three things. If I can simplify this, one is you look around and you go, oh, I like that. I've had that before. I really enjoy it. I want to have some more of that because that was really good last time. I want to experience that again. Cool. You look at other stuff and you go, oh, no, I've tried that before and it was awful. I'm going to stay away from that. Or just it looks ugly. I've never seen it before. I'm not even going to bother trying it. It should be getting a lot of background noises, including the plane that's flying by overhead, a little traffic in the background, birds chirping. It's a lovely scenario here. But another choice that you have is you look at something and you say, you know what, I've never had that before, but either I heard it's good or it looks good, and I'm willing to try something new this time at the all-you-can-eat buffet. So those are some of the things that you go through. And that's the same approach that I encourage you to take when it comes to internet marketing. You don't have to do it all. You don't have to know it all. And you can relieve yourself of that pressure because the truth is you will never know it all and be able to do it all anyway. So just get that off your shoulders right now. I officially relieve you of the responsibility of knowing and doing it all. Cool? All right, great. So it's like pick a number of things that you're comfortable with and try them out. As you go along, you pay attention to the feedback you're getting, you get more comfortable or more familiar with these things, you'll start to form opinions and impressions about them. And you'll say, you know what, I really enjoy this. I'm getting some response from my fans doing this particular thing, whether it's blogging or video or whatever it is. And you say, I'm going to do more of this because it's working and I enjoy doing this. Other stuff, you're going to dread. It's going to be a drudgery. You're not going to be getting responses. So you drop that. And then you bring something new in. You try something new in the mix. It's a constant state of making adjustments and course corrections as you go along. So that's really the best way to approach it. I'm going to bring one other example in to demonstrate this that I think will be very helpful. One of the reasons that I did the stroll cast last time is because I have been actually changing a lot of my diet and exercise. Both my girlfriend, my very significant other, Pookie, and I are both really changing our diets and our activity levels. And actually, over the last couple of months or so, I've lost close to 20 pounds. So if you see me in the near future, I may look a little bit lighter, hopefully. And I'm feeling a lot better too. But one of the reasons that I had success, or we both have had success with it, especially when it comes to the diet, is we really examine, you know, some of the best diets. We actually found a book, I forgot the guy's name, but it's referred to as the Thrive Diet. It's for vegans, and we're not hardcore vegans. We're kind of vegetarians who eat fish and some dairy. But we really like a lot of the foods on this thing. And so what we did was we limited, very much limited, especially during an intense period where I was losing most of the weight, limited what I could eat. And so it made my life easier, because there was a short list of like maybe like 12 different things that I could eat every day for like a 3-week period. And so, and it was instructive because I found it very helpful. I didn't have to think, oh, what's this and what am I going to do? I just looked at the list and go, okay, I haven't had that for a couple of days. I'm going to do that. You know, and it made it really easy to pick and choose or to confine my choices. So basically the lesson here is sometimes when you limit your choices, it makes your activities a heck of a lot easier to embrace and to actually do on a daily basis. I'm actually going to be putting out probably a video or report on this pretty soon, because to give you a little heads up, first of January, or the first week of January, I plan on launching something that I've been kind of working on in hiding in the lab for some months now, called, the working title is the Internet Music Marketing Blueprint. And it's basically going to be a checklist of daily, you know, and weekly and monthly things that you should do to promote your music. And hopefully I'll put one out for authors and so on. But so I'm going to expand on this in the future. Plan on doing a series of videos maybe in November or December leading up to the launch of this this thing in January. So just a little sneak peek. But if this helps you, I hope that it does. Just resist the urge to feel overwhelmed about all this stuff. Pick and choose the things that you try out. Add things as you become more comfortable with them, and just don't, you know, spread yourself too thin and burn out. I know it's easy to do, because I've been guilty of it myself, but try that. Maybe limit your online activities to 5 to 10 things, or if even that's too much, just 3 things that you do on a daily basis, you know, whether it's a blog or a podcast or reaching out to reviewers or whatever the case is. Just do those things for a while till you get comfortable with them, get a handle on how effective they are, and then slowly add new things into the mix. And I think you'll find that your marketing efforts and your creative life are a lot more enjoyable, a lot easier to handle. Hope that helps. Once again, I'm Bob Baker. You've been listening to Artist Empowerment Radio from the back deck. I guess I'll call this a deck cast. And I'll talk to you real soon. Take care.
You're listening to the Artist Empowerment Radio Podcast. Like what you're hearing? For more tips and tools, visit thebuzzfactor.com.